This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode 124, Mental Enrichment with Jessica Sims. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm super excited about our topic today. I have a special guest with me. Her name is Jessica Sims, and we are going to discuss mental enrichment with our dogs. As the weather cools down for many of us, it depends on where you live, I guess. Many of us are inside, our dogs are inside, and we could use this right now about this time of year. So welcome, Jessica. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you for that amazing introduction. I am so glad to be here today. I can't wait to dive into it. I have so much to share, lots of experience. We're doing good. It's definitely cold outside, like you said. Walks are kind of shortening down a bit. So trying to keep my active, hyper little boy busy inside as well. So I can't wait to dive into it.
Well, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Will you just tell us a little bit about what it is you do in the dog space? Let us know, you know, what you do and how you got started. And then it sounds like you have a dog right there with you. So maybe introduce him too.
Totally. Yeah. So long story short, I moved out from my parents about 2 years ago. And of course, the first thing I said to myself was, I want a dog. I didn't even care if the renovations were not even complete in the house. I was getting a puppy and that was it. So I grew up with golden retrievers my entire life. So for me, it was automatic that that's what I was getting. Didn't do much homework on the breeder, which was, you know, kind of my little mistake, I guess you could say. But he seemed super nice. And we drove all the way to Toronto, got Diesel. He came with all his vaccines, you know, the normal checklist that you look for when you get a puppy. But didn't do any homework on what the breeder did when Diesel when he was born and up until 8 weeks. So we picked him up, headed it on home, and right off the bat, I noticed some aggression, some resource guarding behaviors. And so that's when I said, okay, I'm in for something special. And so I, of course, spend lots of money on dog training. I did all kinds of things and nothing was working, honestly. I didn't know what to do. I was hopeless. And so that's when I started sharing my story. And I knew nothing about dog training. I tell everybody I'm not a dog trainer. I'm just sharing my experience as a dog owner and the ups and downs that come with owning a dog, because it's not always picture perfect. So that's kind of how I started Dogs Made Simple, because I'm like, let me break it down for dog owners who are feeling hopeless like I did, because I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So that's kind of my long story short and how I started this whole Dogs Made Simple page.
That's awesome. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about Dogs Made Simple and how can people find you?
Yeah, totally. So as of right now, I'm on Instagram and I'm on TikTok. It's funny enough, in my personal day to day, I'm not into social media at all. So I was kind of shy at first. I'm like, okay, I don't even know how to create a video on TikTok. And so I started from there. And yeah, I'm in the process of launching my website as well, and a Dogs Made Simple product line. So enrichment toys, all that fun stuff, toys that I believe in, toys that I just always said, I wish I could find this on the market that, you know, will keep a dog busy for several minutes to even hours a day. So that's where I am.
That's amazing. What a fun journey. And Diesel's very lucky, it sounds like, to have you in his life. So you mentioned a couple issues that he had that you noticed right out of the gates when you got this puppy. Can you tell us how you went about helping him with those issues?
Totally. So, and to be totally transparent with you guys, it was really bad aggression and resource guarding issues. We don't know to this day what it was. Of course, as a dog owner, you blame it on yourself. You're like, what did I do wrong? What went wrong where? To the point where when I brought him home, he was 9 weeks old. He went to the vet. They gave him his first round of vaccines that he needed. And they gave him a rawhide bone. And of course, as a puppy, you can't finish it. And I went to grab it and he totally lunged at me. And he was only 9 weeks old. So I of course panicked. I'm like, this is not normal. But I said, what? Let me just let it go. So I think my number one advice to dog owners who are going through any kind of experience, whether it's, you know, little issues or drastic issues like I went through, is don't overthink it, first of all, and know that no matter what you're going through, you're not alone and anything can be fixed. So the two words I always worked with and that I learned to work with as the months went by with dog training is patience and consistency. Because at the end of the day, any dog, even if they are aggressive sometimes or there's certain issues that they're having, they love you and they want your best interest and they always want to please. Dogs are people pleasers and you have to remember that. So it's just a matter of being patient with them, and they follow your emotions as well. So if you get mad at them, and you know, when Diesel came lunged at me, the worst thing you could do is get mad and freak out, because they're just going to come right back at you. So I think that's how I approached all of these issues at the beginning, was patience, consistency, and the results came within time.
That's wonderful advice for new dog owners and any dog owner, really, I guess any human being in general, but those are definitely two words that we use a lot here at Baxter and Bella to help coach, you know, these clients through some of these issues that you've experienced. So I know that you've discovered some really cool, fun mental enrichment things that you've done with Diesel to help him, you know, through some of these issues that you've noticed with him. Do you want to describe a few of your favorites for us?
Yeah, totally. So when you first move out, we had a lot of renovations to do. So I couldn't just go out and buy any kind of toy and because you could easily spend a fortune, right, on mental enrichment toys. So I started to figure out, okay, what can I do at home? Something that's easy, quick, like any kind of enrichment games I could just DIY. So one of the first ones I did, and I don't even know where the idea came from, but I noticed that Diesel loved to play with his blanket and, you know, sometimes they like to chew it up on their puppies. So one of my favorite ones that I did was I took a blanket and I put it on the floor and I just spread treats in it and rolled it up. And it kept him busy for 25 minutes. And I'm like, wow, okay. So DIY, mental enrichment, like seriously, you can find objects in your house and you can keep your dog busy. And it's easy if you work from home, and we're all busy, whether we work from home or not, we all have crazy schedules. So something that's easy to just set up. So that was the blanket one. And what I like about it is because you can make it more and more difficult, right? So you could tie the knot tighter. You could take the blanket and even hide it afterwards. There's so many things that you could do with it. And another one that I love is hide and seek. Sounds basic, but honestly, I get Diesel to sit and stay. So one, I'm actually training him and I'm getting him to self-control, to sit there and stay while I spread treats out. And he sees me placing treats around the house. And it's a great, great self-control game. And then I let him go and he just runs around the house and tries to find treats. And again, you could increase the level of difficulty because you can place treats, you know, somewhere higher up or hidden really behind the desk. And it's a great sniffing game, which sniffing for dogs is huge and super important as well. So those are my top two favorite, but of course I have a ton of them, and DIY, total fan of do it yourself. Like there's enrichment games you can set up by yourself and from home.
Yeah, hide and seek's one of our favorites. Baxter adores it. We hide, and then sometimes we'll hide his toys. So we just play hide and seek with him and his toy, and we've coined it to be find your toy. So we'll hide that thing all over the house, and he'll sit and stay super long because he's motivated for us to say, okay, go find your toy. You know, he'll just sit there and look at you like, okay, I'm ready. So yeah, like you mentioned, it's a great way to not only practice the training that we teach these guys, but also a great mental enrichment game for them. I also find, you know, you do a few activities with your dog to exercise them mentally, and then they're really ready to chill out or chew a bone or settle down and do something on their own. But these are great activities to just get their minds going and get some of that energy out, especially like we mentioned, not all of us are wanting to run around outside for very long these days because it's getting colder. So some of these indoor games are fascinating and wonderful.
Totally. And one thing I really advocate for is mental enrichment is just as exhausting as physical exercise. And I'm not saying your dog doesn't need physical exercise. They need their walks. They need that exercise, but he is just as exhausted when I set him up with a little game. It's just so important. And one other piece of that is it's bonding time with your dog. Like if you play hide and seek, you're not only keeping your dog busy, but you're bonding and you're building trust. So I noticed with Diesel, mostly with his resource guarding issues, and aggression, was that he was scared that I was taking away his food. So when you play hide and seek and he's sitting there and he's seeing you put treats all around the house, and then I tell him, go ahead, and I'm not going to take your treats. That shows your dog, okay, you know what? Like, not only am I enjoying my time with my dog, with my owner, but she's not taking away my treats, and she's not, you know, she's not the enemy. I realize building trust as well with your dog and bonding is a great way to come through with a lot of issues.
Thanks for sharing that. It's a very important thing that we have that relationship with our dogs. And at Baxter and Bella, that's one of our main things we try to coach, is build a relationship with your dog, right? Like, we got a dog to live life with. So we want to have fun with them. We want to enjoy being with them. We want them to enjoy being with us. And that's really what it's all about.
Totally.
Well, Jessica, it's been fun talking to you today. Thanks for coming on. We're going to have you on again in a few weeks, I think, to talk about some more of this, because I love Diesel's story. I love that you just dove in as a new dog owner and are just learning and soaking up all you can. So I know you don't classify yourself as a trainer, but I think you have a lot of great advice to offer my clients and my listeners. So thanks for being here today. And we look forward to learning more about you and Diesel.
Awesome. Yes, totally. I look forward to it. And thanks for having me today.
All right, you guys, check out Jessica Sims on her social media platforms. It's Dogs Made Simple, right?
Exactly. Dogs Made Simple on Instagram and TikTok.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy your holidays if you have holidays coming up where you are, and we'll talk to you soon.
If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, baxterandbella.com, to contact me.